Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan. And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we are covering Robotica Season 3, Episode 1. Right, okay. And Grizz has abandoned us, so I need to find a way to get him back. What will I do? Oh, I have an idea. So here I have exclusive footage of a backstage incident where the Grizz gets choked out like a bitch, but I think it's a good idea to air it anyway.
sorry, Alan. I slept out a wee bit for this recording, but it's okay. I'm here now. I'm here. Did I miss anything?
Death of my dignity.
Oh, okay. Right, so it's great. It's okay. I'm here now.
Right. Okay. Editing Alan. Right. Obviously, we know that Grizz is really the wrestling guy. Alan, on the other hand, is a CM Punk mark. So he's feeling very smug this week.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to have to try not to put references to this every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I watched WrestleMania for the first time in 9 years. I think I might be interested in following American wrestling again. Anyway, we are into the final season of Robotica. And you can tell this was filmed at the same time as Series 2.
Yes, I'm.
Because Amit has run out of cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
He has... If he had less energy, it would be a golf presentation.
Yeah, I feel like he's, like, between, like, scenes and all that, you see him, like, kind of, like, digging, like... under his fingernails to just see if there's any kind of morsels that were kind of like stuck in there to just keep him going, especially in this first episode, because what the name of one of these robots tires him out so much, and I'm inclined to believe that both of us are also, one, tired of writing this robot's name down, and two, by the time this episode's done, sick of saying it.
Yes.
And I'll get more onto that robot when it gets introduced in a couple of minutes. But first...
Meanwhile, we do have... Tanya's also back.
Yes, sir.
And all kidding aside, I think they're presenting to... Dan Danglink is the kind of... the guy who actually knows what he's talking about.
The bot boy.
And I still maintain that of the two televised American shows at the time, this is the one that's better presented.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the robots not as advanced, but it's a different form of contest.
Yeah, because at least like Ahmed like makes jokes in the realm of relation to the robots and such. Like,
yeah.
But in Comedy Central's BattleBots, we had suicide jokes. So
yeah.
there was that.
So anyway. Our first entrant is Hammerhead.
No, it's Hammerhead.
It's Millianne Shark.
There you go.
It is a four-wheel robot with a lifter on the front, and it's articulated in the center.
Mm-hmm. And its opponent, Mini Rep.
Which is a... four-wheel robot with a front plow. It's got a very high ground clearance, a spinning blade in the back. It is a team that entered in season one.
Mm-hmm.
One thing to know about this robot, it is very short. Like, practically most of its body length is wheel.
Got wheel.
So, the first competition is the gauntlet, which is, again, in its diamond formation as opposed to just a straight race.
Meaning it does make it more interesting.
It does, because it means you have, one, the two robots interact, and two, you have to also deal with the debris of the other team's run, which does prove very interesting in a later episode.
Yeah, some.
So, to go through this particular contest, so early on, Mini-Rip does kind of get on the stuck on the cans early on, which means that Hammerhead gets through all its walls. So it's wood, then cans, then bricks, then concrete slabs. Though I think they call them something else.
They keep calling the slabs bricks for some reason.
And what it actually means is that Hammerhead actually goes through Mini-Rip's slabs.
Which means they get the points for that as well.
Yes, exactly. So Hammerhead does get to the end first. So it gets
the forest of glass, they call it.
Yeah. So they get through all their stuff. I wonder how much of the repairs after the first round is just pulling glass out of shit. See, particularly if you've got rubber tires. I mean, that said, I am assuming it's real glass.
Cry me a river.
Oh, one. Actually, it was two. So, Hammerhead gets the ramp first, but it's having real issues turning because its articulated body means it doesn't have a zero turning circle.
Yeah.
Mini-Rip is able to basically catch up most of the gap by the time Hammerhead's on the glass. So you don't get points for the actual glass. It's only the panel at the end.
Yeah, but you need to get rid of all the glass to get the bonus panel.
So what ends up happening is Hammerhead goes to the last piece of glass. Mini-Rip drives through, drives too quick, drives under the gate of the bonus glass coming down, and then reverses back into the arena. Which it would have been funny if it drove off and got caught on the ramp.
It just got stuck on the pillars, like,
but,
on the way in.
What it did mean is that despite being five obstacles to three down, Mini-Rip is actually able to draw it so that it is 75 points each at the end of the round.
That means that this is just the thing where tactics kind of come into play sometimes, because when Mini-Rip finally got up on the glass thing, the glass podium, it done absolutely nothing. It just sat and watched Hammerhead do all the work. It's like, I'm going to take this, thank you.
Yeah, of course he is. I mean, it's fair enough. I mean, if you don't need to, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, work smarter, not harder.
Yep.
It's almost like Hammerhead was the scapegoat in this situation.
Free. Okay, so the next robot.
Here we go. So the introduction of our next two robots, and the robot that I referenced at the beginning of this episode. This is Psst.
That is the actual name. It's not that Grizz is having some sort of aneurysm. The name of the robot is Psht. So it is high four-wheel wedge robot with a mill bit at the front. I don't know if this is maybe the same guys who made...
Also women.
Well, the same family that made... I can't remember the name of the robot. The robot that was in the first ever episode that was a pyramid. That had a mill cutter on the front.
Yeah. Remember them.
So, they make a big deal of Tanya is the first and only female captain in Robotica. And we'll get to it later. It's an interesting robot.
The thing that annoys me more than the name is the name doesn't make sense. Because if you were going to call a robot, psht, why is it not a flipper?
I don't know.
Some real clown stuff going on here.
Four. This is... Okay. Okay, I've started something. Okay, good to know. Good to know.
And his opponent, Scrap 8.2.
Which is a six-wheel robot with a lifter. It has no armor. It's one of these robots that just basically, it's the black chassis and the robot.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really need armor.
No.
Outside of, as I said, the glass, maybe. But no, it's...
I feel like that's the thing, is that you could just pick the robot upside down and probably pour most of it out. But during Scrap's intro, you do see the driver standing on the robot while he's driving the robot about.
Oh, that old classic.
Go on. See the line, Al.
That looks safe.
Okay, well, so...
I'll give them credit for one thing.
Go on.
At no point do they make any jokes about women drivers in this episode. And by fuck,
because it's relatively well driven through the gauntlet.
In the gauntlet, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit, but it's an indication of things to come in that there seems to be two speed modes. There is on, and there is off.
There's zero, and then there's 60.
Yep.
And Jeremy Clarkson's just sitting there in the background, be like, oh baby.
Yep.
So, we start with Scrap, who gets caught up on the cans. Psht! Steals the slabs and the bricks from Scrap, so that's six obstacles that psht,
yep,
takes. The robots collide, and psht, gets flipped upside down when they get to the middle section. And despite the fact it can run upside down, it just doesn't seem to want to, unless it's
just not. It's just not getting the clearance. It's close, but just not quite. It's like there's
maybe
it's
it like, literally lay on a brick.
Either just, that, or it's just like it's yes. It because I think they mentioned later they ran it in like a. Basically, they could have ran it heightened so that it could clear anything.
Ah.
And that's basically, it's fucked it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because like the wheels are spinning, but it's just no movement whatsoever. So, with that being said, Scrap just decides to take its time, goes around the obstacles, into the forest of glass, and it has this little independent swinging tail that...
Oh,
they love to mention it's like completely unmotorized and they can only use it when they spin in a certain way, but it uses the tail to its advantage, swinging that tail about, breaking glass with it, and Scrap takes the final pain.
I mean, I don't know. Looking at that swing tail had me fearing for my life.
How so?
Five.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's the thing, is like, a lot of people kind of say that Robotica is the joke company of robotic companies.
Which it shouldn't. Right. All seriousness, hot take. Robotica's better than early battle, than Comedy Central BattleBots.
Mm-hmm.
As a show, as a format.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not meaning the robots.
I mean, I would absolutely. Sentences, Jesus Christ. I would absolutely love for Robotica to come back in some form or fashion as, like...
Oh, because, yeah.
I mean, how many times now have we said it? Like, we absolutely adored the Gauntlet and Trials and fucking early Robot Wars. And so, like, there is a place for game show robot combat as opposed to just robot combat.
Even if you didn't want robots being built, you could even do it as, like, a... Well, not... You could even do it as like an educational thing, like a school thing, because it definitely does. It teaches electronics, engineering. You know, it's something that we need in this country.
And I mean, it doesn't even need to be like big scale either. Like, you could probably put this together on the relative cheap and do it with like beetle weights or something. As you know, it doesn't need to be heavyweight robots.
Just something like this or techno games. I'm still shocked that there isn't something like this.
Mm-hmm. So the scores at the end of this is Scrap gets 70 points and 65. So is only 5 points behind, despite the fact that it got taken out pretty early on.
Which, I mean, I suppose it's how you reward. And also, to be quite frank, by God, did Scrap make a meal of it. See, once they're like, oh no, we've got it, we're in charge, we are absolutely fine. It's almost as if they forgot how to drive.
Well, it got there in the end, so.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that was the things that were getting a bit lackadaisical with it when they realised that they had the victory in the bag.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax, spelled TeknoAxe.
But we'll move on to the Labyrinth.
Yep. The Labyrinth, which is... So, it's a series of tests, each with a varying level of points depending on the challenge of it. So, I think you've got a sand pit, which is worth 25.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the rollers at 25 as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
got like the flipper, the box.
The flipper, the box, the spikes.
The bridge.
And the rope, and the, yeah, the bridge. So we start off with Hammerhead versus Mini Rip, and it's quite a close back and forth early on. Hammerhead gets the sand early on, which is generally the sand tends to be one that people do towards the end just because of the amount of fuckery it does with your tires.
Mm-hmm.
Mini Rip plays it safe, goes to the spikes first. Hammerhead gets the ramp, so it's now 30 points ahead. Mini Rip then catches up getting the bridge, so it's 45-35 in favour of Hammerhead. Only for Hammerhead to get stuck on one of the ramps.
Yep.
Which allows Mini Rip to go through the rollers and take the lead 60-45. The two of them then start fighting over the box. Though neither of them gets the box far enough to actually finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And they then go and they fight over the final gate. The result of this being they actually get timed out before one of them can get through the gate, and Mini Rip wins 60-45, having drawn in the previous round.
Yeah, because they were talking about throughout this round that, like, if the two of them drew, they would both advance to fight to the finish.
Yeah, there would be a three-way dance.
And I was praying for that the whole time. So when it didn't happen, I was left pretty gutted from that. The one thing
as gutted as Chris Hero. Six.
That was seven, though.
Well, what was the sixth one?
Sixth one was my reference I made to it being a clown company or something along those lines.
Oh, okay, seven.
Yeah, but like the one thing with this was Hammerhead and Rip, they collided right at the start, and Hammerhead broke one of his glass breakers. So like this event could have been over really quickly if that other one had fell off.
Yeah.
But like that's the thing is like With Hammerhead's one, it was just like two little tiny bits of metal, but with the Rip's ones, like they were like solid, and then they also had flags on it, which actually made it look kind of cool, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your totals for that round was Hammerhead gets 120 overall and Rip gets 150, which advances that to the next round, where it will face either Psht or the other guy, Scrap.
82.
8.2. Scrap 82. What happened to the first 81?
I don't know. Why 0.2? That's why I don't get.
Yeah. Why 8? What happened to Scrap 1 through 7 in a serious sort of question? Unless.
Got pulled apart by Samoa Joe.
Joe. Unless maybe they were that team from Comedy Central's BattleBots that purely builds scrap robots. What were they called?
You say that jokingly.
Not fully jokingly. It was more of a inquiry.
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah, but nevertheless, Psht gets 15 points for going over the spikes. At the same time, Scrap gets 15 for getting the box out of the way. Psht, goes over the sand for 25 bones. But Scrap struggles on the speed bumps, but finally gets 20 by going over the rollers after a struggle.
Psht at one point looks like it does a freewheel of doom and then recovers.
Yeah, it's very bouncy in this event.
Mm-hmm.
Psht gets over the flipper for another 20. And then at this point, Psht realizes, okay, I'm ahead. I'm just going to sit here by the exit while Scrap is all the way on the other side of the arena.
To do the bridge.
Yeah. So Scrap gets 20 for the bridge. So Scrap gets over the bridge. And as soon as that happens, the final pain is now in play. So, as we said, Psht just sits there at the gate, and as soon as it's eligible, just goes through and takes the final pain and just takes the victory. It's like a little bit of strategy there. And it was also that thing, even on commentary, they kind of said, I don't know, Scrap should maybe just forget about the bridge and start making its way over the final pain, because eventually, like, it just goes off.
Because it's one that eventually goes off, and two, it's the difference of, I think the bridge is 20 points and the final gate is 30 points.
Yeah. So Scrap could have potentially still won this game if it just decided to scrap. I don't even mean that. Yeah. If it just decided to scrap going for the bridge and went straight for the final pain, because eventually at some point, if both robots stop going for obstacles, they'll just activate the final pain, because that essentially ends the game. So
you're saying Scrap, that Scrap got outwitted. Cry me a river.
Yeah.
So the fight to the finish, and I put a note, this show is awesome and how has it been forgotten? It's so overly dramatic. This, let's have the final fight be on a platform above a pit of spikes.
You know, the one thing that I wanted more to add to the final fight, the fight to the finish, if you will, is over the season, if the robots that had perished were still there.
Yes.
So, like, you get to, like, the final, and there's just, like, six robots embedded in the spikes.
This is the fight I'm thinking of when I said it would have been so easy, and certainly if it had been, for instance, Comedy Central BattleBots, they would have absolutely made a women drivers joke.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't, to their credit. So, early on, it's Mini Rip versus Psht. And the first contact kind of decides the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mini Rip and Psht collide. Mini Rip is the winner in terms of it gets underneath. And the front of Pish, I don't know if it's got like a panel or something.
Yeah.
Goes flying off. And the robot's upside down, so the wedge is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point, it's kind of back and forth pushing match. But it's clear that Pish is not in a good spot.
Mm-hmm. It almost itself out of the arena at one point.
Yeah, it almost drove itself out of the arena with the fence up.
Mm-hmm. I could see what it was trying to do. It was trying to use the fence to maybe self-right, but it very almost climbed out of the arena.
No, but this inversion had it in a chokehold. So the fence has come down and drives off.
Yep.
Just drives off randomly. It's not even like it was like a... Oh, they were in a tight spot with Mini-Rep, and Mini-Rep...
It's not like it didn't have a choice. It just kind of went, later.
Yep.
It was like, just, Mini-Rep just turned around and looked at it funny, and it just went, ah!
Yep.
I know, because there would have been so many, like, very sexist jokes that you could have made at that point. It's like, when it drove off the edge, could have been like, oh, back to the kitchen with you, or must have left something in the oven, or some bullshit like that. You know.
Oh yeah, there's so many different ways.
All the old ones from like the 50s and all that.
Yep. But Mini-Rep is our first qualifier.
At least it showed that Pst could actually drive upside down this time, so
yeah, that's
it kind of goes back to our earlier logic of it must have had something stuck under it.
Or it must have been set up in a particular way.
Yeah. But, nevertheless, as I kind of alluded to at the beginning, kind of glad it's gone, because I don't know if I could deal with another episode of saying psht.
It would have psht you off.
Yes, much so.
Oh, I've had far too much fun this episode.
I mean, I am old, I'm tired, and I work with children, so...
Hi! Or are you talking about the other job? Because I could agree with you on that front, too.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's us one episode in, and once again, completely hooked on Robotica, and it's really sad to see that this is going to be the last time that we'll get to do this, but...
Yeah.
Let's enjoy the ride while we can.
Absolutely. So, unfortunately, there is no trivia that I could find, because I did look. There is a Robotica wiki, but it looks like it just shows the robots.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we will be back next week with episode 2 of Robotica Series 3.